Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 3. And these are the generations of Aharon and Moshe when Yahuwah spoke with Moshe on Mount Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aharon: Nadav, the firstborn, and Avihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aharon, the anointed Kohanim, whom he ordained to act as Kohanim. And Nadav and Avihu had died before Yahuwah when they brought strange fire before Yahuwah in the wilderness of Sinai. And they had no children. So Eleazar and Ithamar acted as Kohanim in the presence of Aharon their father. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Bring the tribe of Levi near, and put them before Aharon the Kohen, and they shall serve him, and shall guard his duty and the duty of all the congregation before the tent of appointment to do the service of the Mishkan. And they shall guard all the furnishings of the tent of appointment and the duty of the children of Israel to do the service of the Mishkan. And you shall give the Levites to Aharon and his sons. They are the given ones, given to him from among the children of Israel. And appoint Aharon and his sons, and they shall guard their kehuna. And the stranger who comes near shall be put to death.
And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Now look, I myself have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of every firstborn who opens the womb among the children of Israel. And the Levites shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine. On the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, I kadosh to myself all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. They are mine. I am Yahuwah.
And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe in the wilderness of Sinai, saying,
Register the children of Levi by their fathers' houses, by their clans. Register every male from a month old and above.
So Moshe registered them according to the word of Yahuwah, as he had been commanded. And these were the sons of Levi by their names: Gershon, and Kahath, and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon by their clans: Livni and Shimi. And the sons of Kahath by their clans: Amram and Yitzhar, Chevron and Uziel. And the sons of Merari by their clans: Mahli and Mushi. These are the clans of the Levites by their fathers' houses. From Gershon came the clan of the Livnites and the clan of the Shimites. These were the clans of the Gershonites, their registered ones, according to the number of all the males from a month old and above. Their registered ones were 7,500. The clans of the Gershonites were to camp westward behind the Mishkan, and the leader of the father's house of the Gershonites, Eliasaph, son of Lael. And the duty of the children of Gershon in the tent of appointment was the Mishkan, and the tent with its covering, and the covering of the door of the tent of appointment, and the screens of the courtyard, and the covering of the door of the courtyard, which is around the Mishkan, and the altar, and their cords, according to all its service. And from Kahath came the clan of the Amramites, and the clan of the Yitzharites, and the clan of the Chevronites, and the clan of the Uzielites. These were the clans of the Kehathites. In number, all the males from a month old and above were 8,600, guarding the duty of the Kodesh place. The clans of the children of Kahath were to camp on the south side of the Mishkan, and the leader of the father's house of the clans of the Kehathites was Elitzaphan, son of Uziel. And their duty was the ark and the table, and the lampstand, and the altars, and the utensils of the Kodesh place used in the service, and the covering, and all its service. And Eleazar, son of Aharon the Kohen, was to be chief over the leaders of the Levites, with oversight of those who guard the duty of the Kodesh place. From Merari came the clan of the Mahlites, and the clan of the Mushites. These were the clans of Merari. and the number of their registered ones, all the males from a month old and above, were 6,200. And the leader of the father's house of the clans of Merari was Tsuri'el, son of Avichail. These were to camp on the north side of the Mishkan. And the appointed duty of the children of Merari was the boards of the Mishkan, and its bars, and its columns, and its sockets, and its utensils, and all its service, and the columns of the courtyard all around, with their sockets, and their pegs, and their cords. And those who were to camp before the Mishkan on the east, before the tent of appointment, were Moshe and Aharon and his sons, guarding the duty of the Mikdash, and the duty of the children of Yisrael. But the stranger who came near was to be put to death. All the registered ones of the Levites, whom Moshe and Aharon registered at the command of Yahuwah, by their clans, all the males from a month old and above, were 22,000. And Yahuwah said to Moshe,
"Register all the firstborn males of the children of Israel from a month old and above, and take the number of their names. And you shall take the Levites for me. I am Yahuwah. Instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel and the livestock of the Levites, instead of all the firstborn among the livestock of the children of Israel."
And Moshe registered all the firstborn among the children of Israel, as Yahuwah had commanded him. And all the firstborn males, by the number of names, from 1 month old and above, of their registered ones, were 22,273. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
"Take the Levites, instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the livestock of the Levites, instead of their livestock. And the Levites shall be mine. I am Yahuwah. And for the ransom of the 273 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, who are more than the number of the Levites, you shall take 5 shekels for each one, head by head. Take it by the shekel of the Kodesh place, the shekel of 20 gerahs. And you shall give the silver, the ransom of those who are in excess among them, to Aharon and his sons."
And Moshe took the ransom silver from those who were over and above those who were ransomed by the Levites, from the firstborn of the children of Yisrael. He took the silver, 1,365 pieces, according to the shekel of the Kodesh place. And Moshe gave their ransom silver to Aharon and to his sons, according to the word of Yahuwah, as Yahuwah had commanded Moshe.